Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from whichever part of the world you are tuning into. This is Sirisha Varma from Branding by Pixels, and today is Saturday. Saturday, I record a business book review here in my podcast, School of Business for Small and Medium Businesses. School of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses. So today, I'm going to talk about this amazing book which has changed my perspective completely regarding sales. And if you're a small business owner, or if you're a working professional working in any kind of sales role, then this book is a definite read for you. It will definitely change your whole perspective regarding how to sell as well. This book is a small book, so you could actually buy it and complete it over the weekend. The book actually takes you through the five laws of success using a story, and that is what makes it that much more enjoyable. So let us get into it. The book actually starts with the story of Joe. Joe is smart, Joe is super fast, and Joe is a salesperson. Joe is trying to clear his third quarter target. He has already missed two quarters targets, and he is really worried about missing a third quarter in the row. He is pursuing a big account, and he needs somebody with a lot of clout to introduce him or to talk good about him before this company so that he can close that account. And while he was discussing this with a colleague, he understood that there is this consultant who has made big in business and is giving a sales talk. He wants to go and meet this consultant. He approaches his colleague and asks her for this consultant's number. The consultant says the person's name is the chairman, and she gives him that number. Joe immediately calls the consultant and is perplexed when he knows that he got an appointment the very next day. Most of the times when we call important people, they generally don't give us appointment immediately. So Joe is a little surprised when he gets an appointment immediately. He goes to the chairman's place and is really surprised at the extent of success that this person has attained. He is living in a huge castle. He is 75 years old, but he looks super young. So while talking to this chairman, the chairman says his trade secret is giving. And when Joe asks him to explain more, the chairman tells him that he is willing to teach him the five laws of success, but there is a condition. The condition being, as soon as you learn about that law, you need to apply it in the same day. If you don't apply it in the same day, then you would have to cancel the appointment that you have with the chairman for the next day. Joe agrees to this, and the book starts. So, the five laws of success. Number one, the law of value. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. So most of us, small business owners especially, we try to pinch our pennies. We try to make sure that whatever we are giving to the customer at the end of the day meets the payment that we are getting. And that is why most of us don't become successful, and we wonder what we are doing wrong. This economy right now is a value economy. You have to give a lot of value before you can expect any kind of payment. That is because of the advent of free information available everywhere. So, the law of value states that you need to give much more in value than what you are receiving in payment. And if you look at being a human, that actually makes sense. For example, let us say you have two colleagues. One of the colleagues, whenever you approach them, keeps, rather than listening to you, they keep telling about their own worries. The second colleague never talks about themselves, but keeps asking about you. They are super interested in you. In that case, which of these colleagues are you willing to spend most of your time with? It will be colleague number two. Just like that, businesses who provide a lot of value for the kind of payment that they are receiving will get lot more traffic and lot more customers. Law number two, the law of compensation. So in law one, when we are talking about law of value, if you just keep giving a lot of value, you will not become super successful or rich. You will just become pauper. So that is why we have law number two, which talks about the law of compensation. Law of compensation says your income is determined by how many people you serve and how well you serve them. So how well you serve them actually is already completed in law number one, which is the law of value. But law of compensation talks about the number of people that you can serve. And that is where I can give you an example. Let us say you charge $100, right? Sorry, you charge $1,000 and you generally sell your product or services to 10 people. That is $10,000 compensation that you are earning. But if you charge $1,000 and sell to 100 people, that is $1,00,000. So if you could actually increase the number of people that you are selling to, your compensation increases by that much more. One of the ways that you could do it is to make sure that you reach out to a lot more people. Creating a digital presence, being very active on social media will get you a lot of attention from people. Once you get a lot of brand awareness, that is where you will start getting leads, and those leads will start converting into active paying customers. That is what I do in my business as well. I get at least 5 to 7 leads every single week for my digital marketing services without me even lifting a finger, because I have already done all the hard work for the past 6 years. So once you could set up a system for yourself, the leads will keep churning out by themselves. So try and do that as well. Now we are going to talk about law number three, the law of influence. Your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interests first. So when we talk about law of influence, you see a lot of people on the internet who are providing a lot of value, especially on YouTube, giving away free information, and they don't actually keep anything away. They keep giving a lot of value. And that is what I'm also trying to do with my YouTube channel. But when you look at these people, they have millions of subscribers, and more than that, if you just look at the subscribers, you know what kind of influence they have. And most of these, out of these subscribers, they will also start generating business. They could be selling courses, they could be giving talks, they could be doing consultation. All of this is from the millions of subscribers, and that is where the law of influence actually comes into picture. Most of us, especially small business owners, we tend to keep a score. If somebody does a favor to us, we generally try to return a favor. But rather than returning a favor, why don't you do 2 favors to them? Don't keep score. Win-win is a losing proposition. You have to give heartily whenever you are giving. If you have decided to implement the principles in this book, then you need to learn to give heartily. And that is where the law of influence comes to picture. See, what is the worst case scenario here? Let us say you give wholeheartedly to not just your customers, but to a relationship. Only one of 2 things can happen. One is the other person just keeps taking whatever you give and he doesn't give anything back. And you know what kind of person that is. Then you can stop working with them, or you can stop being in relationship with them. The second is you keep giving wholeheartedly. The other person understands your value and gives much more. And that is where you enter into a successful business or a fruitful relationship. Now we are going to talk about law number four, the law of authenticity. The most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself. Most of the people that are out there on the internet, especially youngsters, they keep wearing these turtleneck t-shirts and they say, my inspiration is Steve Jobs. That is the reason I am dressing as Steve Jobs. Don't dress as Steve Jobs just because he is your inspiration. Try to also inculcate the different factors that he has incorporated in his business. The design sense, the sense of putting his customers first was everything that Steve Jobs believed in. If you can also emulate all of that, then only you can become Steve Jobs. But my thought process is a bit different. Why do you need to become Steve Jobs or anybody else? Why can't you be just you and provide a lot of value to your customers? Because each of us is unique and the world is looking to hear unique stories. You have your story, which might be inspiring to me. So keep sharing your stories and just be yourself. One of the biggest examples for the law of authenticity is, of course, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey was molested as a child, and when she was 14 years old, she became pregnant. Her son died prematurely, and then she entered into local radio. After that, she became an evening co-host in a TV show. And now, you know, Oprah Winfrey is super successful. She was the richest African American of 20th century and was also world's once only black billionaire. This was many years ago. But if you look at the Oprah Winfrey show, the kind of interviews that she does, she just talks to everybody just like you might be talking to a neighbor or a colleague. So that is the reason you feel that you are glued to the television. You cannot get away from that program because she talks so humanely. She talks as if she cares, and definitely she cares, and that is what you can see through the television screen. And trust me, if you are being authentic, there will be people who will follow you just because they like your style or they vibe with you. And those are the kind of loyal followers that you need to gather rather than gather everybody else. And that is where you will start creating a lot of influence and become successful no matter what business or what relationship you are pursuing. Now, law number 5 is the law of receptivity. Even if you complete all the above laws, incorporate them in your life, until and unless you incorporate the last law, which is the law of receptivity, you will not become successful. Try exhaling multiple times rather than inhaling. You cannot do it. Until and unless you inhale, you cannot exhale. So you also need to be ready to receive rather than just give. You keep giving without expecting anything in return or without even asking for anything in return, you will die poor. And most of the people, because of this just one principle, they wonder what they have done wrong in their life. I kept giving wholeheartedly, but I am dying poor. What is the reason? The reason is you are not ready to receive. Nature needs balance. So the more you are giving, the more influence you create, and you need to start asking. That is why you see most of the YouTubers, they build a huge audience. And once they build a huge audience, that is when they start selling courses or they start asking them to donate or they start talking to them about their consultation services. And that is the law of receptivity. So this is one of the things that many of us are not very comfortable asking for something or trying to receive. But that is very important in nature. So also try to ask people. If you seek help, the law of vulnerability also applies here. Once people understand that you are just as human as them, they will connect with you more on a deeper level. I hope you liked all of these 5 laws. Let me know which of these you would like to incorporate into your business or into your life. And if you have incorporated them, let me know the results as well. If you want to reach out to me, you can drop me a note at sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. That is SIRISHA@brandingbypixels.com. pixels.com. My YouTube channel, wherein I have actually added visual elements to this specific podcast, is right there in the description. You could also check out my YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you think that will be something of value to you. I will see you again next Tuesday with a digital marketing case study. See you soon and have a great Christmas ahead. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Have a great weekend ahead and a Merry Christmas. See you soon. This is Sirisha Verma signing off, Founder Chief Strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company coming live to you from India. Please do take care. Bye-bye.